Good Tuesday morning, guys. Troy Stegner here with your daily nerd brief. I'm going to give you all the nerdy news for the day so that you don't have to look it up yourself. Okay, start with movies. The horror movie Train to Busan has a sequel. If you didn't watch that one, I believe it was set in Korea. The zombie outbreak, and these people were on the train to go to Busan in Korea, and they're trying to survive zombies getting onto the train. It was a huge hit overseas, not so much here, but it still had some good moments in it. They are making a sequel, so you will be able to see that sometime this year, it looks like. Okay. That was for you horror fans. How many of you guys remember the old movie What Women Want with Mel Gibson? Where he could actually see or hear what was going on in women's minds and knew what they wanted? Well, they're doing it, not a remake, they're flipping it on its head, and it's going to be What Men Want. Taraji Henson from Empire is going to be playing the lead role. She is a sports agent, and she is passed over to be a partner at her sports firm, and something happens where she gets the ability to read or hear what's going on in these men's mind, which helps her become a better agent, I guess. Taraji Henson, this would probably be her first big comedy. We will see that come out. Oh, it's a long article. Yeah, it comes out theaters January 2019. So early next year, you're going to see What Men Want. There's some big names attached to this. Actual athletes or ex-athletes a lot. I know Shaq was attached to it at one point. Shaq lends himself to humor very well. Lisa Leslie, Gabby Douglas, Grant Hill. All those guys are pretty good with comedy. So we'll see Taraji Henson on What Men Want. Okay, Michael Bay is making Six Underground. It's a new show, upcoming film. It's going to come on Netflix in 2019. It's an original idea from the writers Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, however you want to pronounce it. The cast so far includes Ryan Reynolds, Dave Franco, Manuel Garcia Rufo, Adria Arjona, and Corey Hawkins. It is targeting the summer to start production, and they're hoping to have the worldwide release in 2019 on Netflix. All these streaming services are getting the big stuff now. It's going to be no need to have cable. It's all going to be subscription-based. Okay, anime, manga type stuff. One Punch Man season 2 has been a long time coming. Season 2 is coming. They announced the villain, Garou. One Punch Man is based in this alternate Earth where these monsters come down and try to take over. And One Punch Man, of course, what the name One Punch, he's a S level superhero, which is the highest level. He defeats pretty much everybody with just One Punch. A real original name. Okay, it started as a webcomic, then it jumped into manga. Now it's anime. Like I said, season 2 getting ready to come out. I don't see a release date for season 2. It's been a long time coming. They took a big hiatus between after season 1. So look for One Punch Man to be coming soon, season 2. Here's a little fun thing, Legos. They about once a year they put out like this mega set, and in the past it's been like the Death Star, the Millennium Falcon, and the Ghostbusters Firehouse. They're switching gears this year. They have the Harry Potter license, so they're going to make Hogwarts Castle. This thing is massive. It's Lego set 71043, over 6,000 pieces, which puts it pretty high up. I think the Millennium Falcon, the ultimate Millennium Falcon, had over 7,000. So it's not the biggest, but it's still one of the big boys. It's starting at $399, goes on sale tomorrow, August 15th. This thing has so much stuff. The four house originators, they have as minifigures. And then they also have micro figures for some of the other characters so that you can play around with them inside Hogwarts Castle. It's so much detail. Let me just give you a little here. Like I said, the four minifigures for the house originators, 27 micro figures. I'm not going to name them. It's mostly the main characters, Dementors, Aragog, stuff like that. There is a dragon, the Hungarian Horntail Dragon. They get the Whomping Willow with the tree, the car. That's part of the grounds. So is Hagrid's Hut. Oh, just the Great Hall, stained glass windows. You can Basilisk comes with it, so you can go into the Chamber of Secrets and see the Basilisk. It has some boats, the moving staircases, you know, to get to their prospective houses. It has those staircases. It's just so much detail. This is amazing. I'm probably going to buy it. Yeah, I'm going to buy it, and we'll probably do a speed build video for it. It's amazing looking. My Hero Academia, going back into anime. They have a new hero. Not a villain, a hero. It's a Godzilla, based off of course, Godzilla. My Hero Academia, been gaining popularity lately. Just crazy. The Godzilla character, he's not quite as tall as actual Godzilla, but he gets pretty big. So he is going to be your new hero in My Hero Academia. Look for that. I don't see a date. Why don't they put dates on this? It says he's going to be about 13 feet tall. He's like a miniature version of Godzilla. So, I mean, Godzilla's, a couple hundred feet tall? A little smaller, just a mini version. Okay, gamers, Call of Duty, Black Ops 4, beta updates for next month. They're saying if you're part of the beta, don't delete the old data, because there's a chance you might actually get to keep that stuff that you gained during the beta testing. That will be different, because before I believe they told you to get rid of it all. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 will release on October 12th. If you're part of the beta, don't delete the old files like you used to do. Save them. You might actually get to keep some of that stuff. Oh, this story makes me feel old. Funko is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Nightmare Before Christmas. I remember when that came out. 25 years. Oh, man. So, yeah, Funko's going all out. Pretty much every line they have, they're making Nightmare Before Christmas items for. Some of them are pretty cute. Some of them are just meh. You know, making the mystery boxes. They're making the Funkos, the vinyls. They're even doing plushies and pencils. Looks like snow globes. Little mini snow globes. They're going all out. It's supposed to be coming out in the fall. If I had to guess, they're probably going to put it out in October, around Halloween. That would be their best marketing decision. But we know corporations don't always make the best marketing decisions. So this fall, look for some stuff from Nightmare Before Christmas Funko product. Firefly fans, all you brown coats, Boom Studios is putting out a Firefly comic. They're doing a bunch of variant covers for that. And they're releasing them like on every Monday. And they're using hashtag MalCrushMonday for Malcolm Reynolds. Looking at, they've teased some of these variant covers, and they're just beautiful. The J.G. Jones cover in particular is amazing. Sienkiewicz is kind of a abstract type looking that I'm not sure. But even his looks good, and I'm not a big Sienkiewicz fan. So Firefly is coming back. Firefly number one, all new series. There's a couple of people hunting down what they consider war criminals. And guess who's on top of the list? Malcolm and Zoe. Of course they are. So he has to decide if he's going to try to reconcile his past or he's got to take care of this because there are unificators coming searching for him, which are basically just war criminal hunters. This is coming out in November, not a specific date yet, but November we will see a new Firefly series from Boom. They've done well with the other Firefly series, so this one should follow right in the footsteps. Okay, if you guys watched the WWE Raw Monday night, last night, you should have seen Dean Ambrose. I didn't get to watch it. I was busy doing other things, but it's on DVR, so don't spoil it for me. I'm already spoiling this because I haven't watched it yet. Dean Ambrose is making his return. He got medically cleared to come back. So if you guys watched that Monday night, leave me a comment. Tell me how it was. Did his comeback look successful? I'm interested. I don't care about spoilers. You can tell me it happened last night. It's my fault that I didn't catch up on my DVR. Next order of business. We just got introduced to a new character in Marvel not long ago called Honey Badger. She is one of X-23's cloned sisters. And you know X-23 is a clone of Logan, Wolverine. So this Honey Badger is Gabby, Gabby Kinney. She has similar powers to all the other Wolverine clones. She only has the one bone claw that comes out in the middle. She has the healing factor, which is helped along by a ton of nanites in her body, which also makes her immune to pain. She doesn't feel pain. But those nanites are also causing her to age prematurely. Okay, there is talk of with the new Uncanny X-Men coming out that Gabby the Honey Badger may be dying as part of that 10-part series. That would be a shame. I like the character. She works well with Laura Kinney, X-23. I hope they're not just killing her off for shock value. I hope they're not killing her off, period. So we will find out with Uncanny X-Men number 1 when that comes out. Do we have a date for Uncanny X-Men number 1? November. Not a certain date, just a month. So in November, we will find out the fate of Gabby Kinney. Here is a bit of news that is long, long, long overdue. Somebody's getting a star on the Walk of Fame. They should have had this a long time ago. Weird Al Yankovic is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's how, as a musician, you know that you've made it, is when Weird Al does a parody of one of your songs. You can say you've made that and you've been on The Simpsons. Those are the two things that let you know that you have made it. You are now a celebrity. Okay, the ceremony is going to be, if you wanted to go, it's going to be in front of the Man's Chinese Theater there on Hollywood Boulevard, August 27th, 11:30 a.m. So you can go see Weird Al get his star on the Walk of Fame and then grab some lunch. Maybe go see a movie if you just happen to be in Hollywood. Like I said, long overdue. Congratulations, Mr. Yankovic. Harry Potter. We're back on to Harry Potter. The new Fantastic Beasts movie, The Crimes of Grindelwald. We find out Newt Scamander has a brother. And according to some of these pictures we've seen from the set, they don't see eye to eye a lot. It looks like they're arguing a lot. So his brother Theseus Scamander, I don't know if he's into the whole mystical beast like his brother. I don't think too many people are in the Harry Potter world. We'll find out November 16th when Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald comes out with Mr. Eddie Redmayne playing the lead role of Newt. I love that series. Supposedly they have like 5 movies planned from the Newt Scamander part of the universe. I really like the mythical beast. I would love to see the stuff he's found out leading up to the point of him writing the book for the kids to use in the main Harry Potter series. Okay, here's a bit of sad news. If you've been watching X-Men or on TV, it was the movie X-Men Days of Future Past. the character of Blink, played by Fan Bingbing. Fan Bingbing, Chinese actress, has been banned from acting for 3 years due to tax evasion. I didn't know that they could do that, you know, cause you not to work for tax evasion. I figured they'd want you to work and just attach your paycheck to pay off your past due. I don't know how that works, but obviously we will not be seeing Fan Bingbing for 3 years in movies. That's a shame. She was really great as Blink. Did a great job. She was one of the highest China's highest paid actors. She earned roughly $17 million in 2016. Wow. For somebody I've never heard of, that's quite a bit of cash. So Fan Bingbing, she's denying these claims. It looks like she's fighting the tax evasion claims against her. We will see if she's found guilty. We won't see her for 3 years. Or maybe if she pays the debt off in full, they will let her go back to acting. Not sure. We will find out. This one is very sad. Wrestling fans, WWE legend Jim the Anvil has passed away. Dude was iconic, part of the Hart Foundation. Had the iconic, you know, pointy goatee. I used to love watching him and Bret the Hitman Hart wrestle. Can't believe he's passed away. He started out, he had a football career. He played with the Oakland Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. Then he trained with Stu Hart in the infamous Hart Dungeon there in Calgary, Alberta, up in Canada. Up in the cold, cold Canada. That's why they do a lot of indoor stuff up there. So, yeah, he learned under, you know, some of the greats. He wrestled with some of the greats. Now he has, unfortunately, passed away. We will miss you, Jim the Anvil. You provided a lot of entertainment in the square ring. Kerry Washington is going to star in a Hulu adaptation of Old City Blues. It is a comic book based on a Boom Studios title, written by Giannis, I can't even pronounce this guy's, Milano Giannis, in 2011. It takes place in 2048 in a place called New Athens, which was built on top of the ruins of Greece. There are some special police who are trying to, you know, keep the high-tech criminals, meth smugglers, drug dealers, and what have you, at bay in New Athens. We don't know what role Kerry Washington is going to play, but she is attached to Old City Blues from being produced by Hulu. Hulu, another streaming service. I'm telling you, going to go broke on streaming. Neil Blomkamp, you probably, I love this guy. You've probably seen some of his movies, District 9, Elysium, Chappie, all these really, really great movies he was a part of. He wants to be a part of the RoboCop reboot. And he is saying, you know, to do this, he wants to bring back Peter Weller. Peter Weller is the original RoboCop. Dude is in his 70s now. I believe he can still pull it off because RoboCop, you only see that little bit of his face, you know, the mouth area. The rest is all covered up. Makes it easy for stunt doubles also, but Peter Weller could pull that off. I thought he was been my favorite RoboCop. I can't wait to see. I hope that Blomkamp gets his wish and pulls Weller in. This is going to be... There were several... I think there were three original RoboCop movies, and then they tried a reboot, which the reboot I didn't mind. It wasn't bad, but it's hard to stand up to the original. This one would be a sequel. It's going to ignore all of them except the first one. It will be like a direct sequel to the first RoboCop movie. They don't have anyone cast yet. Now he's just throwing that out there that he wants Peter Weller. And, of course, without a cast, it means they haven't started filming, which means they don't have a release date. So let's hope Blomkamp gets his wish, gets Peter Weller, and we get the original RoboCop back and get a really killer RoboCop movie. Okay, here's something I wasn't aware of. Mark Miller has, well, I was aware he had his own little comic universe called Miller World. What I wasn't aware of was Netflix bought Miller World from him. So all the characters created under Miller World now belong to Netflix. Netflix is publishing, they're actually publishing comics out of Miller World. I believe they're associated with Image Comics, but they're still owned by Netflix, which is kind of weird. They're coming up with a new Mark Miller and Rafael Albuquerque have a new comic in the works called Prodigy. It's going to also be produced with Image Comics, owned by but the Miller World's owned by Netflix. This is, like I said, news on me. They bought it back in August, acquired by Netflix last August. So it's been a year. They've owned it for a year, and I didn't know. You've probably already heard or read one of the other ones Netflix bought under Miller World was The Magic Order. It came out in June. That became one of the best-selling titles for Miller World to date. It was a great book. A lot of people are looking for it. It's gone on to multiple printings. It is just, it's an amazing book. Netflix branching out into print. I never would have guessed. And this is going to be one of their next one. Come out December 5th by Netflix / Image Comics. Prodigy number 1. Crazy. Netflix making comics. Who would have thought? Hawkman. A character that doesn't get a lot of... He has his diehard followers. I'm not one of them. A lot of people just absolutely love Hawkman. He's got that mythology they've been exploring a lot more after Dark Knight's metal. He's tied into the Nth metal, which is, I guess, what his armor's made out of from Thranagar. If you don't know, Hawkman always regenerates, kind of like Doctor Who. He keeps regenerating after he dies. He's been around for ages. He is finding out more and more stuff that he's able to do. They're giving him more powers. Don't know why. Now he went back in time, like last issue. He doesn't know how he did it or why, but he went back in time and came back. Now his mace that he always carries, his iconic weapon, is taking on some properties kind of like Mjolnir. He got in a fight with a ton of Fetharians, which are these feral-winged human-looking creatures. So many that like the fight lasted for hours. At one point, the mace was knocked from his hand. And he was talking about how unfortunate that was. And then next thing you know, the mace shot back up in his hand. So now he's using the mace like Thor used Mjolnir. He's throwing it around and hitting people with it, and it comes back. I've never been a big fan of people, of writers giving these characters more powers than what they already had. It seems like it's just a grasp of them trying to make them more relevant, to make more people like them. I'm not sure I like the whole idea of the mace having these mythical abilities to come back to him. Hawkman is Hawkman. Don't give him more powers. He doesn't need more powers. Okie dokie. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 6. We have a month now, at least. Looking at July 2019. You know, Coulson found out he was actually dying. So he went to Tahiti to kind of semi-retire. And he left Quake in charge. And she quickly found out she wasn't cut out for it. So she handed it over to someone else. Because she wasn't ready to be a leader of something that big. We are expecting, like I said, in July for that to come back. I quit watching it a couple seasons ago. Convinced me otherwise, and I might watch it again. I just kind of feel it jumped the shark. The ABC has said they are not going to cancel the series, so it's going to keep going, according to them. Yeah, I'm ready for it to end. But obviously, ABC is not. So July 2019, you're going to see the next season of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hey, Harsh at Flip Page Comics. District 9 was sick. I agree. That's one of my favorite movies. I like all the Blomkamp movies. Elysium was pretty good also. I didn't think I was going to like Chappie, but I did. Chappie's one of my favorite movies now. It's below District 9, but still one of my favorites. Okay, there are so many comic book titles and properties being turned into television shows and movies. Somebody decided to make a list of all the upcoming ones, so I'm going to read this out for you. And this is just the ones that have had some sign of, you know, has had some talk about them in the past, you know, couple months. We are looking at what's currently airing. DuckTales, yeah, it was a comic. Big Hero 6, the series, season 1 on Disney XD. Great movie, haven't seen the series yet. I didn't know it existed, and we'll have to check it out. Freedom Fighters The Ray is coming to season 2 on CW. Cloak and Dagger just finished season 1. We actually watched it. I was kind of impressed. It wasn't overwhelmingly good, but it wasn't bad. It was a good origin season for these guys. Spider-Man season 2 on Disney XD. Preacher is in season 3. If you haven't watched Preacher, the first season was kind of deviated here and there from the source material. It was a little slow at times, but at season 2 it picked up, and at season 3 it is full speed. Preacher is great in season 3. Wynonna Earp going into season 3 on Sci-Fi. Okay, we've got Fear the Walking Dead, which branched off of Walking Dead. Iron Fist season 2. Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles season 1 on Nickelodeon, which is the new Ninja Turtles cartoon. Supposed to make these guys a little more modern. Avengers Assemble, Black Panther's Quest, Season 5? Wow, Season 5 on Disney XD. The Gifted is going to Season 2. Flash, Season 5. Black Lightning, Season 2. Riverdale, Season 3. Supergirl, Season 4. Arrow, Season 7. DC Legends of Tomorrow, I've never watched that one. I hear good things about it. Season 4. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, a branch off of the Archie stuff. It's coming out on Netflix, Season 1. And Runaways in December is coming back with season 2 on Hulu. Oh man, there's so many. I'm going to lose my voice just telling you all these things. Umbrella Academy is due to have one. Walking Dead's coming back. DC Superhero Girls season 1. Titans season 1. Hilda season 1. Daredevil season 3. Nameless City season 1. I haven't heard about that one. I'll have to look that one up. And then in 2019, you've got a bunch of other ones returning. The ones I've already announced to you. Doom Patrol is another new one coming out. Gotham's last season. iZombie coming back for season 5. iZombie's been really good too. It's been a while since the last season, so they took a little hiatus. Krypton, first season was good. Legion, you have to, if you watch Legion, you got to really pay attention. It'll mess with your head a little bit. Swamp Thing, they're making DC Universe. The Tick, season 2. I like the original Tick better. Rocketeer season 1. And then they got a slew of stuff in development. Oh, Happy. If you didn't watch the first season of Happy, I saw the previews. You know, there was a Chris Knopf and the little flying unicorn pony looking thing. I thought that looked so silly. And then I watched the first one and I was hooked. First season of Happy, if you haven't watched it, oh my gosh. Watch it. It's going to be awesome. Season 2 should be awesome. The first season was amazing. There's a list here of stuff in development for 2019 that is as long as my arm. A lot of returning stuff. A lot of new stuff. It is a good time to be a comic book fan. They're making so many movies and TV shows based off the titles you guys like. Wow, 2019 is going to be crazy, all the stuff they have planned. If none of it gets canceled, even if half of it gets canceled, there's still going to be a ton. All right, that is the last article I have to relay to you guys. I hope that is enough nerdy news to get you through the day and impress your friends. As always, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. We need your subscriptions. The more subscriptions, the better. We can start doing more things. Bring you more content, things like this. Let us know in the comments what other kind of content you want us to make. We're here for you. We will make that content if you want it. Like this video. Leave a comment on this video, please. Michael Wynn, thanks. No, thanks you for watching. Without you guys watching, it wouldn't be any sense of us doing this. So like I said, like the video, comment on the video. If you don't like video or you don't have time to pay attention to video, go over to talknerdypodcast.com. You can download this as a podcast and have me in your ear hole all day long, or at least for a half hour as I do these. Also, you can go to iTunes. We're on almost every podcast platform that I know of. Go to iTunes, subscribe to us there. Leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help push us up higher onto the comic book charts there on iTunes so more people can get to us. And as that's all the news I have for you today. As always, later, nerds.